I tell y'all, I am so tired. Oh my gosh. Okay, so today is Monday. It's what time? I think it's like, oh, it's 10, 12. In the car, headed downtown to my office. Which I don't even know if I told y'all. First of all, welcome to the palace. Welcome back. Yes, and thank you for being here. Listening to me and my shenanigans. Okay, so I'm headed downtown to the office because I still have like product merchandise and stuff down there, and all of the pieces of Princess shoes are at the office still. So yeah, I gotta order to ship out, so I gotta go down here and grab some stuff. But so yeah, that's what we're doing. But I think I told y'all that I got another office space. I can't even remember because I can't even think right now, to be honest. But I got another office space. It's not downtown. It's actually closer to my house, and it's actually two separate office spaces in one. I think I told y'all this already, but one is gonna be used for crafting. And then the front part is going to be used for the offices. Key and I are going to be cohabitating again, which is exciting. We haven't been to the office in a minute. And when we go, we don't even be down there at the same time. It's just, I don't know. I don't feel motivated and stuff like that. And in the parking situation, y'all know I hate having to pay for the meter. And the last time I came down here, I was down here for 8 hours, and I didn't park at the meter because I get tired of running up and down, well, not the stairs, but taking the elevator. And I was just like not wanting to do that, so I parked in a garage, and it's $3 an hour, so I paid $24 to park in a garage, which is absolutely ridiculous. But I mean, it's to be expected, but it's still ridiculous. So I was like, yeah, I'm over it. So we move into, girl, smoking on that cigarette. You better hold on to that wheel. We move into our new space on May 1st, and yeah, but she's supposed to be calling the guy to see if we can go like a week early because we want to decorate and, like put our personal touch to it before we bring everything and set up shop or whatever. So, I don't know if, she's done that or not. But May 13th, I'll be headed to Vegas for 4 days. Y'all know I'm going to Vegas and Cali. So I'll just have, a few days to do what I can before it's time for me to go to Vegas. But I just left UPS because I needed to get a business address because I'm finally transferring my business from California to Florida. Piecesofprincess.com, by the way. And so yeah, I gotta transfer everything, from there to here, so I have to get a business address. And so I purchased the little mailbox thing from UPS, and so now we have an official Florida business address. That's so exciting. Yeah, go. And I know I probably don't sound excited, cause y'all, I am hella tired. We just got back from Atlanta. And honestly, I feel like a truck has like ran over my balls. Like, am so tired. And you know why? It ain't that we just like was doing all kind of shit. Like, I'm tired because the bed sucked. We stayed at the Hyatt, which I did a recording, so y'all go listen to that one. But we stayed at the Hyatt, downtown, and it was beautiful. It's y'all. If you know what I'm saying, trying to like really do it, like it was nice. The hotel was beautiful. They got like three or four restaurants. We ate at one of the restaurants down there in the hotel. And the food was really good. They gave you a lot of food. And it wasn't even that expensive. Like, it was reasonable. I had the chicken tenders and fries. And I think they gave me like six tenders and a gang of fries. And I think that was like $13. So, would I pay that just on a regular day going through like a drive-thru? No. But it was at the hotel. Like, the hotel was really fabulous. Like, I'm not even lying. Look it up. It's Hyatt Regency. Something like that. Hyatt, the Hyatt Center. Regency or something. It's downtown Atlanta on Peachtree. Like, 265 or 235 Peachtree is the address. But it's beautiful, y'all. It had to have at least, like, 30 or 40 floors. Like, it was humongous. But, yeah, so... for that location to be out of town on vacation, you know, I felt like it was reasonably priced, and it was good. It actually was really good, and it was lightning fast. Like, honestly, they brought our food out in less than 7 minutes. Like, it was so fast, and it was four of us, and all of us got our food at the same time. I was very impressed with that. So yeah, I highly recommend them. And definitely if I'm staying, if I go back to Atlanta, I would definitely stay there again. And it was reasonably priced, I felt like. Let me see. That's a cute little jumper. What was it, y'all? I don't even know. I think it, like, for Friday, Saturday, check out Sunday, I think it was like $320, which I felt was very reasonable. Like I said, that hotel is fabulous, so I'm shocked because, I mean, it definitely could be more expensive than that. The location itself, downtown Atlanta, like, I think we were right across the street or not too far from the Underground. The Slutty Vegan, if you ever heard of that restaurant, is like a real big deal down there. That was like some blocks from us. Mark Wahlberg's family burger joint, Wahlberger, was right across the street. I wanted to try it so bad, but we just was like, I don't even know. Let me see. I'm not gonna park right there. Damn. I park in my same old spot. I don't like adios mio. Like parking in between, like how you have to parallel park. I don't like to do that, but anyway, oh, it's like I'm getting a crook in my neck. The only negative, well, okay, so they had something going on. I think they had a number of somethings going on because it was a lot of people when we first checked in. Like, we had to wait, like, to get into the you know, like how you pull in front of the hotel. And then you kind of, like, offload. It was, like, a shit ton of people. And then, on top of that, I'm trying to see where to park and talk at the same time. All right, buddy. I need to park right there, so I need to turn around. But, yeah, it was a shit ton of people, y'all. And it was, like, oh, my gosh. Like, really? But, you know... over the length of the stay, like, people left. So maybe just say, like, Friday they had a big deal, something going on, and then half of those people left. But then they had, because it's like a, you know how those hotels downtown be also used for, like, convention centers? Like, you don't have to stay there to have an event there and stuff like that. They do that. It's like a convention center. So they have, like, a lot of ballrooms and, conference rooms and things like that. So they always will have foot traffic, but I guess they just had a lot of people at one time this particular weekend. But I mean, at first I was kind of like, what the fuck? But then it wasn't that bad because we ended up doing valet parking, and that was like $50. Girl, why'd you park? It was $50 a night, which, you know, I wasn't too happy about. Sir, please watch where you're going. Okay. I wasn't too happy about. However, it was mad convenient. You can access your vehicle 24 hours. You know, you basically go down to the bottom and they get your name and they put it in the computer system, and that alerts the valet guys to go get your car. They pull it up. They park my car in the same place because we were really particular, because you got to listen to my thing from the other day. But Atlanta All-Star Weekend wasn't good for a lot of people. They fucked up a lot of people's cars and stole shit, they tires and rims and stuff like that. So y'all so close. Oh my gosh, why they turn so close like that? So we were very skeptical, you know, about my car being damaged. So that's what we were telling the valet guy. And so he parked it on the end, which I always park my car if I can on the end. You know, just so I don't have to worry about, like, nobody dinging my car and stuff. But, yeah, we're just gonna park right here because ain't nobody got time. So, I hate parking on this street. This is another reason I park in a garage, because it's so narrow. But I'm only running up here for, like, a nanosecond. I don't even know, like, which damn meter. And that's another thing, too. So, I guess, they say you, that's another thing. I'd be confused about, so 1, 2. So then, if I pull up, I'm number 9. Because when you look at the illustrations for your, when you look at, you know, how you're supposed to park at these meters, they be telling you the front of your car is supposed to be at the, like, in, how do I describe it? Like, if the meter is to your headlight, basically. And my gas light just came on. And I'd be confused about, sir, I hope you could squeeze in that, because I ain't going up no more because I want to be able to get out. But yeah, so you supposed to, but the way they have it set up sometimes, I don't know if the person in front be parked wrong or, I don't know, it be throwing me off. And I already done got a ticket down here twice, so I don't be wanting to park at these meters. But anyway, what else I was about to say? So I'm about to run in here and get this stuff for this order, and then head back home. Did he even put money in the meter? It don't look like it. Hold on, y'all. I'm afraid girl, where did you put the keys? I lose my own keys, like, every time. I've been trying to make it a habit to put, oh, they're on my lap. Oh my God. I've been trying to make it a habit to put the keys in the same place in my purse because I keep losing them and trying to and having to find them. And for some reason, I just can't seem to get it right. Alright, so it hung up just like I thought it would. The elevator, like, it doesn't have reception. It doesn't have reception when you get on the elevator. Alright, so let's go to the office, y'all. It smells so good. It's so beautiful. The color scheme is so nice. I just wish we could have had a bigger office. And, a bigger office and like the parking. It's just not turn the light on. It's just the parking. It's just not, it doesn't work. We got text messages, but let's get to the business. Let me see what all I need to grab so I can grab and go. All right, we need a size 9. Y'all, we got plenty of fabulous shoes. Summertime coming. People getting vaccinated. And so they're starting to travel. And yeah, get your wardrobe, but just be safe with it, you know? Just be safe. Alright. I really know. So, anyway, what I was saying was, I don't even know what I was saying about Atlanta, but it came out. What I didn't like about the hotel, I was saying, like, the parking situation, but we ended up getting lucky because they told us valet was full and that we would have to park, like, off-site. Oh, shit, I'm going back on the elevator. It's going to hang up again, y'all. Adios. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. All right, y'all.
y'all. It's going to hang up, but I'm going to add y'all back. I don't even want to talk because I know it's going to hang up. Maybe not, huh? I'm trying to stay still in one place. Don't hang up, don't hang up, don't hang up. Oh, it didn't, y'all. Look at there. Okay. Maybe it depends on which elevator. We made it. We're back on the ground. Give us some bars. There we go. Okay. All right. Hey, how you doing? Okay, so the valet was full or whatever, right? But he knew like how serious we were about the car and the safety and all of that. And I guess since we were very polite about it and we were very patient, because like I said, it was a lot of people. Oh my God. It was a lot of people, so it was like let's go across the street. So I guess, you know, people had attitudes and stuff like that, but we didn't, you know, we were calm and patient and polite and all that. And I guess it paid off because the guy ended up, I was gonna say I know I don't have this little thing on backwards. I was gonna be so embarrassed. All right, so anyway, the guy, I was gonna say, why is he behind my car on his bike? Wait on traffic. He was like, he ended up basically telling us that if we just waited a minute or whatever, that he would, sir, you're not a car. All right, I don't know what's going on with this thing, but anyway, he ended up, taking our car and parking it in valet. I don't know, I guess he found a spot or there were spots, I don't know. But we ended up giving him like a $20 tip because he parked in a good spot. We didn't have to wait long. Like, it was right in the front. When you go down, you can see some cars parked. And then other cars, I guess they parked them in other, like, places or whatever. But he always had it parked in the front. It was always quick to get the car. So, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. I'm not a fan of paying $50 a night. But what other choice did I have? I just did not want to park my car like blocks down or whatever. Like, I wasn't comfortable with that. Plus, we would have to walk to go get the car. If we left, we didn't know if we were going to leave 2:00 in the morning to go get something to eat real quick, or, you know what I'm saying? And then if you got bags and stuff, and then you got your purse, and you got to walk back. And you know, downtown, pretty much in any city, is going to be, what are y'all waiting on? Oh, it's gonna be, you know, a little dangerous or whatever. I will say they had tons of police on foot, so you did feel a little safe, which we didn't know that at first, but we did end up walking just to see what was around, and it was like, oh, they do. Like, they had a lot of police down there. So it was this one guy, this black guy and this black girl. She was heavy set. He was super skinny. And he was like yelling at her. And he, you know, he was like, I'll beat your motherfucking ass. Whatever. Like, you know, he was loud. And she was just like, whatever. You know, you could tell she was embarrassed. And I was like, it's just, you know, is he serious? So when she was like, whatever or whatever, and he pushed the girl like twice. And I was like, oh, hell no. I just knew he was going to clock that girl. But the dude who we was talking to, this guy had stopped us, and we was talking to him about religion and stuff like that. But he was like, you ain't got to worry. He not going to put his hands on her. And if he do, with so many police down here, he won't get far. And sure enough, he was like, look behind you. and two police. Like, they just appear out of nowhere. So that's what they, you know, they're not in cars. They on foot and they walk around to keep the peace or whatever. Another thing that was cool, we went to Stonecrest Mall, and not for anything in particular, but we just happened to go to that mall. And they had these little, you know, like the thing on Star Wars, I think it's R2-D2, the little robot thing. They had those in the mall, like just on wheels, the same height, like probably to my waist. I'm 5'7", so it came to like my waist or my stomach. And they were like decent sized little robot things, and they just stroll through the mall. And they had cameras all around. So I'm sure somebody's sitting in the back, like, watching the camera or whatever. But they looking for, like, mischief. Like, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And, like, it senses if it's too close. Like, if y'all walking, it'll stop or it'll turn. So, like, it's not bumping into you or nothing like that. It was pretty cool. That was my first time seeing something like that. I was like, well, there goes somebody's job, though, you know. Robots taking over. But anyway, yeah, so what I was saying though, I wasn't a fan of paying the $50 a night, and I don't know if it's because it was super crowded. I don't know if that's what they regularly charge. I'm not quite sure, but it was very convenient, so whatever. What I didn't like, and when I do my review, what I am gonna mention is the bed. Like, we had two beds, but they were doubles, which I'm sure it says it on the website. But my thing is, why would you have two doubles nowadays? Like, most hotels have queen size. Like, yo. And it was uncomfortable. And I think that's why I'm so tired, because I didn't get any sleep. I tossed and turned because the bed was so uncomfortable. And it was too small. Like, what are you doing? This grand hotel, come on. Y'all need to put some queen size beds in there. And the room could accommodate. The room was a good size. It was plenty. It's more than enough room to put two queens in there, and you'll still have space. It had a balcony, which I didn't read it, or I don't know. I didn't know that there was a balcony, and I was a little hot about that, because I love getting rooms with balconies, because I like to sit outside, I like to smoke, do my thing. And yo, I didn't bring anything, because I was like, you know, I ain't about to be going out to the car. Like, I didn't know what the setup would be like. And every time I'm out on the balcony, somebody, like, getting lit. It was so many people on their balconies getting lit, and I was so mad and jealous. Like, are you freaking kidding me right now? But, yeah. So, but that wasn't their fault. Like, I don't know if it was listed or not. I am going to look to see, because if it is, they need to put that in the description. That's important. People like that. That's a perk for most people. So, yeah, but other than that, I mean, I don't have any complaints. The bathroom was small to me. It had, like, the separate bath, like, you know, the sink vanity part. And then it had the door where you actually go use the bathroom and take a shower or whatever. That part was super tiny. I hate being in hotel bathrooms, and I feel like I have to hold my breath to take a shower or to use the bathroom. I like to, like, be spread out, like, you know, because I don't like touching on all that stuff, and I feel like I just be, like, holding my breath and walking to the side, and I don't particularly like that. But, I mean, it wasn't a deal breaker, but if I just had to, like, I just, you know, I'm just mentioning that. I kind of want to go to the Sheik and get me some cheese grits and bacon and sausage. But they might not even be selling that right now, actually. It's getting late. It's like 10:40. I got so much to do, y'all. But overall, the trip, I'm all over the place. I know. I'm realizing that I'm all over the place. But overall, the trip was fun-filled. The drive wasn't horrible. It was like 5.5 hours, 6 hours, whatever. But, I mean, it wasn't crazy. A little bit of traffic, because Atlanta has a lot of traffic, but we didn't run into, like, crazy traffic. We did shopping, which I always love to shop when I'm out of town. And with the business and me revamping, popping, all of that, like, I felt like I got super inspired. It's good to get outside of your city and see how other people dress in, see, you know, what they doing. Because, you know, different, especially, like, big cities, you know, you got people traveling or relocating to the city. And so they bring different styles and flavors and flares, and it just be good to see that. I love it. So I was just like paying attention to everything, and I felt like I was looking through a different lens. I was really in CEO mode. I found 2 vending machines the mall, in the Stonecrest Mall. And I was paying attention to that. Like, I was just paying attention to a lot of different things. And, like I said, I got inspired. So, like, this week is going to be hella busy, hella crazy for me. Because I want to put some of those inspirations into play. What are y'all doing? Both of y'all retard. I ain't going to say that word. I got inspired, y'all, so I got a shit ton to do this week. We're going to start posting more stuff because we got a couple posts on our Pop or Pieces of Princess TikTok. But now that Bree has taken over the Pop TikTok, I'm sure it's going to be very fun and colorful and, you know, up to date or however, you know, I don't know. I'm not a TikToker. I don't know nothing about it. I know, like, I see the videos and stuff, but I don't know how to work it. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm paying Bree to be our Pop TikToker. And she agreed. She accepted. So she starts work on that this week. So be sure to look us up and follow us on TikTok. Our Instagram is has been revamped, I guess I should say. So yeah, our social media is like, I don't know what you call it. Like, it's coming back alive or whatever. I don't know. Because, like I told y'all, I'm revamping, rebranding. That's a cute little scooter thing. And so I'm excited about that. Definitely getting a lot of positive feedback. That's always a plus. I'm going to start doing more Instagram videos and YouTube videos. Even if it's just me making product. Like, I just got to be more hands-on and interactive. And so that's coming. So just follow us on all our social media handles. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff planned. It's so much I can't even think. Like, I have to put everything on my calendar now because it's just a lot. It's a lot. I'm excited. I got a business email. I told y'all I got something in the works. And so the representative responded back. And so I'm excited about, look at all those chicken. Oh my gosh. Chickens. Look at the chickens. So yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, interested to see what he has to say, has to offer. I want to know prices. I'm ready to dig into, you know, the meat and potatoes, like, doing the meetings and stuff. Like, I'm telling y'all, I've really been in CEO mode, and so I don't know, I feel like I'm really, really, really finally ready to fully step into that role and do the damn thing. So I'm ready to meet when you want to meet, what you want to know. What else? Like I said, we have our business address now, which I'm excited about. I have a lot of product coming, merchandise coming. It's just a lot, y'all. I got a lot going on. I don't even know how I'm doing it all. I need a team so bad, but I'm so particular about who to bring on. So it's like I'm thugging it right now. But I kind of got an idea of what I'm about to do as far as the team. I just got to have these meetings and interviews and stuff like that. But yeah. I'm tired. I'm so tired, y'all. But I got to work. Got to put in the work. Especially planning this whole weekend. We definitely got to put in some work. It's okay. You work hard, you play hard. So, go to the post office. I got another order I'm about to drop off. I should get some gas. But, y'all, I'm so tired. I don't even feel like it. I'll let Kim after that. So we finna drop this order off. I got another one that I need to, but I gotta pack it up. I'm about to bring clothes back real strong. I started pop with clothes and shoes and then kinda did some other things. Sir, what are you doing? Come on. I'm just trying to park. Oh my God, I can't deal. I don't even want to park next to you. But I'm about to bring clothes back real strong, y'all. And when I say clothes back, like, I ain't even, like, talking about, like, no bullshit. Like, I'm really finna, like, be super particular about what kind of clothes and, like, shit gotta be bomb. If it ain't, if I don't look at it and be like, be blown away, then I'm not putting it in my store. That's what I'm telling you. I went to several malls in Atlanta because I just wanted to see how people was dressing and what they were doing, you know? And so, you know what their style was, so I got an idea of what, you know, is popping right now. And I got a pretty good idea. I bought a bunch of stuff, too, just to bring home, to try on, to take pictures and videos and, you know, see, because if I'm ordering stuff for the store, I always grab shit for me. So a lot of times I'm like, if I don't want it or it don't look good, then I'm not going to order it. So I be wanting to make sure it fit, the quality is good, and you know what I'm saying? Because I want to make sure I'm selling a good product. But let me run in here. I'm going to drop this package off. Girl, don't park next to me. I ain't got time. Thank you. Bye-bye. And then she go on the other side. I'm going to drop this package off, and then I'll be right back, y'all. It'll take me just just 2 minutes. don't know why this thing keep cutting off. It's so stupid. But, I don't even know where it cut off at. But anyway, I got a, shit ton of stuff to do, and I don't feel like it at all. It's so weird having this one piece thing going, y'all. I would have never worn nothing like this. But I don't care. I like the way it fit, and I don't look sloppy, because that's one thing I won't do. I don't care how comfortable something is. You won't ever catch me looking sloppy. I know what's for me and my body type and what's not. And that's super important when it comes to fashion. Let's walk up these stairs, y'all, to the third floor, okay? I hardly ever take the elevator because my apartment is like right here at the stairs. Plus, I be trying to get in some exercise. I got so many, packages. It was packages at the door. I probably got about 7 packages at the mailbox locker thing. So I gotta go through all of that, organize it all, upload it, do the prices. It's a lot, y'all. But I love it. I love it. It's an organized mess. I wish y'all could see my vision board. I finally bought one. Finally put stuff on it. And it feels so good to be marking stuff off of it. Because I see it and I can, it makes me stay on track. I need to wash that. Clean our hands. There's stuff everywhere in here. Oh my gosh. I look like a real hoarder, y'all. A real hoarder. But anyway, I gotta figure out what I'm about to do. Even my office look a mess. I gotta get my life. I gotta get my life, y'all. It's a blessing, you know, to have this stuff, but it's all over the place. And, but like I said, I have been buying containers and, you know, labeling stuff and organizing stuff. So I'm getting there. It's just a lot of stuff. It's a lot. I already know, like, in about 6 to 9 months, I'm going to say a year at the latest, I'm going to have to, why this thing ain't coming on? I'm going to have to have my own space. I'm not going to be able to cohabitate with Key. Like, I'm going to outgrow that space. Pop is gonna definitely outgrow that space. It'll work for now, but in like I said, 6 to 9, maybe 12 months, I'm gonna have to get my own. I think she, well, not I think, I know she adores me, especially like from a business standpoint. And based on some of the things she's been saying, I think she's nervous
to, I was gonna say, I think she's nervous to, like, be on her own. I think she likes having me close, because I've been in the business for a minute and I have a lot of great ideas and information and stuff like that. So I think she just really likes to have me there, like a safety net. But she gonna have to, you know, I don't know, because I'm gonna need a bigger space. I'll be so glad when I don't have to clock in on nobody's job, and when I come in here, it won't feel like kind of daunting or like dragging ass. Like, ugh. When I come in my office, I want to know, like, be happy and inspired and ready. And, you know, that's what I envision for my office space. And why is this over there? Oh my gosh, come on. You know, it's supposed to be a happy place, like a... What is this? And yeah, I don't really be feeling that no more. So, I'm ready to change that. I'm ready to come in here and be like super inspired. The view is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no reason for me to come in here and just not be like excited and inspired and all of those good, fun, tingly feelings. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, it's mainly for my 9-to-5. And I'm over the 9-to-5. I'm ready to just work for myself 100% full time. So, that's what I'm working on. But in the meantime, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I don't know why it's taking so long. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Set my alarm. But yeah, y'all. I don't have too much more to talk about. I'm just fixing to get me something to eat, first of all. Get myself organized, second of all, because I have a lot to do. I got off to a late start just because I was just tired. I still am, but I gotta plow through it. Like, can't take no days off. Thank you. So that's what I'm fixing to do, y'all. I mean, I'll come back if it's like, oh, let me share this. I got a shit ton to share with y'all, but just because I just got back home and I'm just finna just get myself together so I can be productive. And then I'll be back. So in the meantime, between time, be you, be beautiful, be blessed, be a blessing, be mindful, and most importantly, y'all, be aware.